This is the new hype show.
1 2 1 2. Welcome back to the new hype show. Thank you, folks, for rocking out with your boy. I know it's been a minute, but I'm back and I'm black. What's good? Yeah, man, I told y'all I'm trying to get into the studio, trying to get these episodes out to you. I've been threatened. People blocked me. They told me they was blocking me. Yo, you ain't putting out no episodes, no reason for me to follow you. I was like, wow. And these threats, not even threats, they're, you know, they made it happen. So they ain't fucking with me right now, a couple people. So they might be happy when, if they still following me on the podcast app. You know, if everybody, yo, I promise you, man, I'm really going to try to get these episodes out as much as I can. I want to tell you, Doreen's Favorite has just, it's everything now. So you got to understand, I just been promoting, been doing interviews, and any free time I get, you know, I be tired of a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So somebody hit me yesterday too. Like, yo, where the fuck, just like that, where the fuck is the episode? I said, shit. Again, I appreciate those that appreciate my episodes. I do have about 80 some other episodes y'all can go check out, you know what I mean, to hold me down a little bit. But you know what though? That's, I'm here to deliver a service to you. And I'm at fault. You know what I mean? I got to be able to balance everything. I have a lot on my plate right now. You know, it's me by myself. So thank you again for those that, you know, they check in and, yo, Biz, what's up? And they're telling me people using some of my stuff, copying my, you know, stuff I type and copying stuff that I said years ago. Have it. Go ahead, have it. Because I could think of a million more. You know, I've learned throughout the years that people are going to copy. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, you know, without giving you credit. It happens. They're going to copy the format of my album, Doreen's Favorite. I know it's coming. But again, what Ice-T told me, remember who did it first. As long as they remember I did it, that's cool. You know, I have a bunch of things to talk about today. A lot's been going on. I think last time, yeah, I didn't talk about the Drake and Kanye album. Yeah, I didn't talk about it since. Shit, I've been going a minute. Yeah, but yeah, through my absence, Drake and Kanye have released both their albums. Drake, Certified Lover Boy, I listened to it. Kanye, Donda, I listened to it as well. I will say this about Drake. Drake has a formula, and it's been working for years. He's not going to come back from that formula. And why should he? For what? You know, we always complain, oh, we want real rap. No, you don't. You guys don't want it. Me thinking the album called Certified Lover Boy, I was going to get an R&B album. Nah. Again, it was cookie cutter Drake. Couple slick lines here. The Future feature. Whole feature. It's going to hold Instagram down for a couple weeks. You know, fly video. Cookie cutter Drake. Cookie cutter Drake. Nothing exciting. Nothing to change the game. To move the dial. To move the culture. It's regular Drake. Am I shocked? No. He's not going to change the formula. Again, why should he? Donda. I enjoyed this Kanye album. Just like I enjoyed his last, is it Jesus is Lord album? I can't remember. But this was a, I enjoyed Donda. It was a lot of mixed reviews on Donda. Usually Kanye, his past few years, is nothing but mixed reviews. Either you like it or you don't. I enjoyed it. Particular tracks that I enjoy, Jesus Lord got to be my favorite. I literally broke down in the gym while working out, first time hearing that track. Like, it touched me. Some lines that he said there that, you know, it. But the main, the hot topic surrounding his album was the 3000 leaked verse that got leaked by Drake. So Drake thought he was doing something amazing. Drake actually helped Kanye. Because Kanye decided to release a deluxe version, put that 3000 on it. We got a verse from Andre 3000, and it's a verse from Andre 3000, the unicorn. So you know when he come through, he's spitting some shit, and he did not disappoint. I don't know if, yo, listen, man, Andre, wherever you are, I personally think he doesn't need to record a solo album to prove anything to anyone. To me, all his Outkast catalog throughout the years is enough. Andre 3000 does not need a solo. I mean, if he puts it out, that's cool. But it's too much expectation. We're going to expect it has to be a classic. Cannot be anything less. Has to be a classic. If he puts out anything subpar, I mean, come on. That's too much pressure on Andre 3000 at this point. But back to Certified Lover Boy. Drake put out this one picture that I was like, yeah, that should be the album cover. To me, the album just, to me, it's like at this point, Drake knows what he's just putting out whatever because he know y'all going to eat it up. And I'm at a point with Drake, I really don't care because he's not in my top, you know, my top five or nothing. He might be in people from this generation's top five, which I'm not judging. But my top five has a different criteria. So, and I'm not judging it. Drake, he's already solidified as one of the greats and I'm not knocking that. But he's not going to change nothing. It's Drake. We're going to wait for his next album, as we always do. Create the hype again and boom. I personally think he's going to release an album quicker this time. He's not going to make us wait. I think he might redeem. He might actually do something. But I say this every Drake album and I get, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Kendrick Lamar making his rounds. I can't wait. That's all I'm going to say. Everything will get shut down when King Kenny comes about. Ja Rule. Jeffrey Atkins rules unconditional love's existence. And I'm not reading anything. I never have. I really got to start taking notes. Like, that's what I remember Ja Rule stood for back in the day. It was an acronym. Whatever. Him and Fat Joe recently had a versus. Shout out to that. It was fun to watch for me. You know, nostalgic. I told people Ja Rule was going to smoke him, as he did. But now everybody's back on Ja Rule's tip, giving him his roses, which I gave Ja Rule last year. I told y'all Ja Rule was the man. But this is what I hate about the world. They become prisoners of the moment. Then, oh my God, he's the man. I'm like, wait, I said this. And y'all told me I was crazy. Yo, bitch, you be bugging. Fuck you talking about. I said this. Gave Ja Rule his roses. Give that man his roses. That man makes hit records. He writes hella good. He could perform. As we saw with the verses. The verse was entertaining. I liked it. Ja Rule, of course, like I said, did his thing. Ja Rule got hit records, man. It's one thing about having hit records. He knew how to perform the hit records. Shanti was up there. Vita came out. Lil Mo, it was dope. I got goosebumps when Vita came out. I don't know about nobody else, but I got goosebumps. I loved it. I enjoyed it. But it was a good rap week. I fucking enjoyed that shit. I have to circle back. I had to put up a post when Ja Rule retweeted my episode about the G-Unit Murder Inc. beef. I had to tell people, like, yo, I've been here. You know what I mean? When I said what I said about Soulja Boy years ago, y'all told me to shut the fuck up. We had to double back after he did an interview at the Breakfast Club. Everybody on Soulja Boy. Oh, Soulja Boy's the man. I'm like, y'all said this 3 or 4 years ago before this. And y'all told me to shut the hell up. I see people for who they are early before anybody sees it. I told New York City T.I. was the man back in 2000, 2001. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I know what you're talking about. T.I. is one of the GOATs now. I told people Jay-Z was the greatest rapper of all time in 96. The older heads told me to shut the fuck up. And one of the older heads ended up producing my debut album. Shout out to Ryan Smith. They was outside beefing with me, telling me I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But of course, and again, with him, I told him Lil Wayne was going to become one of the greatest rappers of all time. What happened? He told me himself, he said, yeah, you was right, bro. You was right. I know what the fuck I be talking about. I told people Kanye was going to be what he is. I just see greatness in people. I see it early. I see things early before the world sees it. Never forget, them older dudes in my hood told me to shut the hell up. Y'all know what you talking about with that Jay-Z shit. What the hell you talking about? What you talking about? Nah, everybody. Jay-Z's their GOAT. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Ryan. Ryan, Dale, David, Puerto Rican David from across the street. Pito, what up? Yeah, I had the boombox outside. I just aged myself. They was playing It Was Written. I had Reasonable Doubt. I said, yo, that shit better. And I'm a non-stan, too. But I said, no, Jay-Z is the best rapper of all time. Back then. I said this back then. Back then. Everybody laughed at me. This when Biggie was alive. Yo, what you think about Jay-Z? I think Jay-Z's a better rapper than Biggie. Everybody told me I was bugging. I said, Jay-Z gonna be the best rapper in New York. Everybody told me I was bugging. Even after Biggie died, nigga, y'all know what you talking about, nigga.
fuck you talking about? People argued with me for years. Jay-Z dropped Blueprint. It was silence. I was like, yo, my man got three classics up until Blueprint. What are we talking about here? I told people. I fuck with the trajectory early. I catch on from the first albums. Don't come through sixth, seventh album. Nah. I caught Kendrick Lamar early when Papoose brought him out to Brooklyn 2005. Go do your research. I ain't bugging. Been fucking with Kenny from day one. I know what I be talking about, man. I does this hip-hop rap shit, man. Jay-Z the GOAT. Nas the GOAT, looking 17. I put up a Facebook status yesterday, whatever. I said, well, we're going to put some respect on Tretch's name as one of the greatest MCs. Where are we ranking Naughty by Nature? Some people disagreed. You know, cool, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But on a grand scale, a lot of MCs respect Tretch's pen. Tretch had a pen. Tretch is nice. I can't even say was, is. Tretch is nice. When is Naughty by Nature going to get their roses? Like, no, seriously. Tretch can rap. Sit down and listen to that man rap. He can rap. Naughty by Nature had hit records, hit albums. I think they got a Grammy. I'm not too sure. I mean, but I'm not measuring that. Let's talk about that man's skills. When they talk about top MCs, you know, his name doesn't get mentioned. I think we're going to start putting Tretch's name on that list. He's sure as hell top five in Jersey. Top three, top two. I got him. I got Joe Budden, Redman, and him. Now Ransom. Ransom up there. Shit, Ransom is fucking everybody up right now. Shout out to Ransom. But we really going to have to start putting Tretch's name in this conversation, because all your favorite MCs have Tretch on their top list. Go ask them. Tretch got a pen. We're not going to disrespect Naughty by Nature. We're not going to disrespect them. Shout out to Bobby. Bobby Light. Bobby told me that. He said 2021, nobody's putting Naughty by Nature on the playlist. I am. I've had countless songs. My favorite song from Naughty by Nature is Feel Me Flow. Jesus Christ. Just the beat, Tretch's flow. Man, listen, that's the perfect song for the summer, man. Riding around your drop top in you know, the Hollywood Hills. Feel me, bro. Now I live for him. Come on, man. That song just... You play OP... I had no business singing OPP as a kid. I had no business. You know what I mean? I remember it was this one song Tretch was rapping about his life. I forgot the name of it. Everything's going to be all right? I think... And I don't know how factual this is. I think I've said in the past. There was rumors he wrote for Latifah, which I wouldn't find hard to believe. They both from Jersey. She's a GOAT from Jersey. They're both from Jersey. And I wouldn't find that far-fetched. But we really seriously going to start putting respect on Tretch's name. Now, hold on. You know what? Now I'm going to think I'm going to go do some research. Hold up. I always go straight from the, you know, I like to shoot from the hip. But hold on. Let me do some homework on Tretch here. And Tretch has always been a gangster to me. I seen Tretch at working with Full Force, and they were performing at the Apollo, so he's backstage. Montel Jordan came in the dressing room before I went upstairs. Tretch was there. It was beautiful. Tretch is a legend. We ain't gonna do that shit. Hold on. Now we're gonna, yeah. Naughty by Nature's discography. Independent Leaders, 1989, Naughty by Nature, that was fire. 91, 1993, that was 1993, Poverty's Paradise, fire album, 1995. 1989, Nature's Fury, 1999, Illcons, which is really Icon, but they're from Illtown, you know, 2002, and Anthem, Inc.,
2011. Let's go down this list here. I know he's done a bunch of movies. Let me see what else. We gonna give Naughty by Nature their respect. Fuck that shit. These niggas is legends. I know he was one of Pac's best friends. I know that. We gonna see right now. Hold on. Let me see if they won any. Oh, look at that. Best rap album. Poverty's Paradise. Jesus. Oh, Feel Me Flow got. Come on, man. I know what I be talking about. OPP got nominated for one of the best rap songs. Hip Hop Hooray got nominated. Come on, man. Naughty by Nature won an American Music Award for favorite new artist. Come on, man. I know what I be talking about, man. Nah. We gonna have to revisit. Nah. I'm gonna have to do a show centered around Naughty by Nature. We gonna have to give them their props. Salute to Tretch. I usually don't like what I call mess. I'm cool with this person's family member, her brother, rather. I don't really like to get in the mess of things. I let other people do that. This is not a gossip show. Karen Civil yesterday, I got invited to a clubhouse. They were going in on Karen Civil and a lot of things got proven. I'm mentioning this because I feel that the community owes Cameron Giles, Killer Cam, an apology, because when he said what he said about Karen Civil years ago about her robbing Dipset, I think, was it Hell Rail? I don't remember if it was Hell Rail. I could be wrong, but somebody in Dipset got robbed for some money. Said she took like 60 racks and everybody, oh, Killer Cam hates black women. Joyner Lucas came out, said the same thing. Jason, the guy from Hollywood Unlocked, he came out, said she got somebody hacked his site, and she admitted it. I said, Jesus Christ. And a bunch of other people came in, and I was just like, wow. And Karen admitted it. She was actually in the clubhouse speaking up, too. And it was a messy day on the internet. I don't really like to do the mess. But I'm only saying this. I think, yo, y'all got to, y'all have to apologize to Killer Cam. Because when he said it, I remember when Cam said it, they went in on Cam. Oh, he hates black women. And that's another thing, too. I hate when y'all do that. Why does somebody has a discrepancy of a woman, you know, a beautiful black woman? We hate black women. Where the hell that came from? If we have a discrepancy with a gay person, oh, we hate all gay people. We have a discrepancy against a short person, oh, we hate. Why do y'all do that? We can't just have a discrepancy with that particular person and that's it? And not a whole group of people? Stop doing that shit. Again, I'm only mentioning that because I think y'all owe Cam an apology, but y'all could go do y'all homework on the Cabin, on the Karen Civil debacle, the mess, whatever it is. It was crazy. It was terrible. So back to Versus. JD and Diddy was going at it. I gave my take on it on the internet. Diddy's gonna beat JD. But we're not sleeping on Jermaine Dupri at all. We're going to stop acting like Jermaine Dupri don't have records. Stop acting like this man wasn't putting out hit after hit after hit. You know, and Diddy is right. He's going to be, and you know, Diddy's going to perform. He's going to bring a Biggie hologram and take that. He's going to bring out Mace, the Locks. This is going to be Jadakiss' fourth appearance on fucking Versus. So we know Diddy's going to beat him. But Charlamagne made a point. If they do R&B, I don't know, you know, he might could beat him. But them Mary albums, them Jodeci's, you know, Puff might. It's going to be interesting. Puff really wants to battle Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre is not going to battle. If Dr. Dre battles Puff, Dr. Dre is winning that off of rap alone. He going to go through his discography. He got 50 Cent. He got Eminem. He has N.W.A. He has Snoop. He has Eve. Well, did he? No, Eve. Was she still on? No, she was off Aftermath by then. He has Kendrick. I don't know, Diddy. Those are some juggernauts. That's a battle you might not want to take, Diddy. But it's going to be interesting. I think the battle is actually set, but they're just hyping it up. But it's already set because, you know, Diddy likes to put on a show. So we're going to see. It's interesting. I'm here for the entertainment now. It is what it is. I also was giving Prodigy props. I was like, damn, Prodigy got some of the most unforgettable hip-hop lines of all time. You know, to all the killers and the $100 billers. You know, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. Illuminati in my mind, soul in my, for my mind, soul in my body. Secret society, trying to keep the eye on me. I ain't your average cat. Damn.
There's more I'm missing. I'm sure it's more. Because ain't no such things as halfway. Like, Prodigy really got some of the most memorable lines. At one point, Prodigy was the best rapper in New York City. We can argue. We can argue. You know I got time. People stop me. Yo, people with debt stop me in places to argue with me about rap. People go on my DMs arguing with me. You know what? I appreciate it because that means you you appreciate my critique, my take. And that I appreciate that. I'm starting to feel like Stephen A, how people just see him and want to start arguing about sports. So that means you look at me in that light. Not Stephen A, I'm just saying you look at me like my word or whatever it is. It either upsets people or they love it. And I'm glad it's polarizing to people. Because if I can trigger something in you for you to, fuck you, Biz. Oh, nah, Biz, I agree. You know, hey, let's go. We can go. I'm going to prove my point. Let's keep it. We keep it respectful, though, all day. Let's keep it respectful. I don't mind debating with y'all. I do not mind. I get 100 DMs all day, people going at me. How dare you put those two records to go against each other? The other day, I put Miguel Adorn with Maxwell, This Woman's Work. Oh, my God. Them chicks was in my DMs. How you gonna make us choose, Biz? Ah, fuck you. Okay, I'm choosing Maxwell. I'm like, damn. I think I asked California Love versus More Money, More Problems. And that's it becomes like a coastal thing now. Like, damn. you know everybody in Cali gonna feel. I ain't gonna say, and usually I never say what I say. I like to see people fight. But these things cause conversations, and I love it, and I appreciate it. So, let's engage. Just keep it respectful. Let's engage, though. You know what I mean? If you see me, you want to debate me on something, hit me up. We don't go at it. If it's debatable and it's worth debating. Some things I just be like, I'll let you have it. I'll be like, go ahead. But yeah, man, continue to stream, download Doreen's Favorite, Tell a Friend to Tell a Friend. It's the best hip-hop audio book out ever. Point blank, period. It's a classic. Putting together my album, which is going to, the Doreen's Favorite 2 is going to drop next year, November, my birthday. It's going to be this to me, Doreen's Favorite 2 is already smoking Doreen's Favorite 1. Because what I have planned, oh my God, it's out of here. Everything from the album cover has been planned already. The track listing is almost done putting it together. So I have a long time. So we're not even going to talk about that right now. We focus on Doreen's Favorite 1. What's your favorite track? Tell me, you know, I could shout you out. I'm working on a couple of visuals. I did the Jay-Z campaign, which was dope. I redid my favorite Jay-Z magazine covers and album covers. Go check that out. Listen to chapter 23 called The GOAT, where I dedicated to Jay-Z, the greatest rapper of all time. You know, this Doreen's Favorite is amazing. It's a piece of art, man. And, you know, get in tune, man. Again, I'll be back soon with another episode. I'm not going to say when, but I'll be back sooner than you think. And I got some surprises for y'all, all right? And I appreciate all of y'all messing with the new hype show. We still here. When I say we, I'm talking about y'all because y'all part of my show too. I'm still rocking. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here. I'm just a little on Doreen's Favorite time right now. You know what I mean? So keep rocking with your boy. I appreciate the support. If you're going to curse me out for not doing the show, fine. But I appreciate you caring enough to show some emotion to me. Keep rocking out with me. It's your boy Biz. Yeah.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show. And Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.